These are your signals for Friday, January 16th, 2024. The dominant constraint shaping the global system today is the deliberate targeting and stress testing of critical infrastructure across physical, digital, and institutional domains. What matters most is not just the scale of disruption, but the way these shocks are converging and transmitting across boundaries. The past day has set new baselines for risk and escalation, with infrastructure emerging as the primary arena for contestation. Movement is clear, we are seeing a shift from isolated incidents to systemic campaigns, and from temporary shocks to structural changes in how risk is distributed and managed. The most consequential movement is the sharp escalation in Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy grid. This is not just about blackouts or local hardship. It is a deliberate campaign to degrade Ukraine's capacity to function, with direct implications for regional stability and European supply chains. The risk is not only in the immediate damage, but in the feedback loops, where each attack increases the strain on repair crews, aid flows, and the political will to respond. The contest is now between destruction and repair, with the possibility that a tipping point could trigger mass displacement or even direct confrontation between Russia and the West. At the same time, the US Federal Reserve has signaled that higher interest rates are here to stay. This is more than a policy tweak. It is a structural shift that recalibrates the cost of capital worldwide, exposing vulnerabilities in financial systems and testing the legitimacy of political institutions. The immediate effect is market volatility, but the deeper risk is that higher rates become the new normal, making it harder for weaker economies to adapt and increasing the chance that local financial stress could spill over into a broader crisis. In the digital domain, a coordinated Chinese cyber campaign has come to light, with evidence of pre-positioning inside Western critical infrastructure. This marks a shift from espionage to latent disruption. The risk is not just in what has been done, but in what could be triggered if tensions escalate. The normalization of mutual cyber vulnerability is now a fact of life, and the boundaries between peace and conflict are becoming harder to define. Reinforcing these shocks are disruptions in global food and energy systems. Military escalation in the Black Sea has driven up wheat prices, threatening food security in regions already under strain. In South Asia, a record heatwave has overwhelmed power grids, causing widespread outages and compounding health and governance stress. Meanwhile, Houthi attacks in the Red Sea have forced insurers to raise premiums, increasing the cost and uncertainty of global shipping. Each of these is a stress test, revealing how quickly local disruptions can ripple outward and challenge the resilience of supply chains and institutions. Across these domains, a clear pattern emerges. Infrastructure, whether energy, digital networks, or trade routes, is being weaponized or stress-tested, often deliberately. Financial and regulatory systems act as amplifiers, transmitting shocks across borders and sectors. The feedback between physical, digital, and financial domains is intensifying, raising the risk that disruptions in one area will cascade into others. The normalization of infrastructure as a battle space is accelerating, and the system's ability to adapt is being tested at multiple interconnected levels. What to watch now? If Russian strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructure increase in frequency or geographic spread, it signals that escalation is outpacing adaptation, and the risk of broader confrontation is rising. If the US Federal Reserve signals another unexpected shift, or if signs of stress appear in major financial institutions, it means the structural shock is transmitting faster than anticipated. If evidence emerges of Chinese cyber pre-positioning in new sectors, or if malware is activated, it signals a move from latent risk to active disruption. The core constraint remains the same. Infrastructure is now the primary arena for contestation, and the risk of cascading failures is rising where shocks intersect. What remains stable is the system's underlying resilience. So far, adaptation is holding, and immediate systemic collapse is not on the horizon. But the speed and interconnectedness of these shocks mean that vigilance is essential, and the margin for error is narrowing. That concludes your signals for today.